You can listen to this podcast series thanks to the financial support of the Regional Tourist Board, Žilina Tourism Region, and the Ministry of Transport and Construction of the Slovak Republic. Hello, welcome back to Spectacular Slovakia, the podcast that helps you explore different regions of Slovakia. I'm Peter Dlhopolac, and if you're a regular listener, you know we're wandering around the Žilina region this summer. That far, we've been to two of its tourism regions, Turiec and Lipto. And in this episode, we're going to visit the picturesque tourism region called Kysuce, which, at least for me, represents what Slovakia and its people have been all about. Let me read for you an excerpt from a 1929 book written by author Peter Jilemnický. It's called The Winning Fall. A nice oxymoron, isn't it? Anyway, here's the extract. Nowhere is life as hard as in Kysuce. Nowhere are the nights as beautiful as in Kysuce. And these two contrasts, given by the Lord, are wound and bandage, pain and medicine. It's nicely written, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. We'll skip the hard life part, though, and visit the beautiful places of Kysuce. So if you're ready, get on the Spectacular Slovakia train and join me and my guests on our next adventure. In this episode, you'll hear from two volunteers, Pedro from Portugal and Avuzwa from South Africa, who volunteer at the Carrick Youth Centre in Chatsau, which is the major city in the Kysuce region. Other towns in the region are Turzovka, Kysucké Nové Mesto and Krásno nad Kysucou. This time we'll do the round of interesting facts and places to see at the end of this podcast. First, let's talk to Mirka Petriková, who co-founded Carrick. I started the interview by asking her if Chatsa is a good place to begin your trip around the Kysuce region.
I will say that the best is not spend so long time to Chatsa, but to go around and find treasures around, because there are so many beautiful, nice things, but not directly in Chatsa, but in surrounding. What I have to really mention are small settlements in mountains around the Chatsa, but not only around the Chatsa, but in all region in Kysuce.
I must say that we visited some places around the town, and I know that there's a lot around the town and in the region, but first of all, let's stop in the town. I know that there's not really much. I mean, you've got here Kysuce Museum and you've got here a gallery, but together we visited a small industrial part of the town, and you took me to the textile factory that has a really long tradition, and we met there the lady. What was her name, do you remember?
Anastasia.
So the factory that was like opened in 1905, she said.
Yes,
more or less. And for most of the time, I think it was called Slovena. Now it's called Atria. And so that's the company that makes yarn. And this Anastasia, she has a workshop recently opened. Could you just say something about the workshop for listeners and if it's worth a visit?
Yeah. This workshop is totally new in Chatsa, and what is perfect, that is like really saving the history and moving to future, and giving people possibility to not only visit but try how was produced textile material in past and move and do that nowadays same way.
Me personally, I really enjoyed the old architecture, and also the thing I really enjoyed was those old machines made of wood. Yeah, that's something that people should definitely go and see and possibly try to make some fabrics. And then obviously you mentioned the settlements.
Yeah, we visit Kichera, which is really close to Chatsa. Maybe about settlements is nice story, and there are like not real facts why people were living so high in mountains in past. And one theory is that in Kysuce region, our valleys are really thin. And when first people came here, they split these valleys to stripes, which were 60 meters long. But after they had sons, they have to split these 60 meters for 40 meters. They couldn't go far away. They had houses in mountains only for cattle or for sheep. And next generation has to move up. It means this is a reason, one from theories, that why these small settlements are in mountains and people are living there.
Today, not many people live there, I would say. Am I right?
in some are people still living, but I will say less than 50% is like for living, and more than 50% is for recreation and for leisure time or summer houses. They are used for tourism.
That makes really sense. But let's go back to Kichera. What I really liked is architecture, wooden houses. That settlement is not really big. That was a few houses.
I can tell you that this is one from the biggest settlements.
Really?
So yeah, this is a really big settlement. Yeah.
So I must say, I didn't count the houses, but for me, this was, I don't know, maybe 20?
I think more. There is maybe 40, 50 houses. And this is one from the biggest settlements. Sometimes when we will walk far away from Kichera to Husarik, there are settlements with two houses. It means that they are really spread around the mountains and they are different sizes.
And they are really well connected. And also what I really like about those settlements is that they are named after people who live there. So Kichera is...
It's called this hill.
Could you name some others?
Yeah, for example, close to Chatsa is Ugrieci or Ukiska, Uškrabáka. Every time this name of family, it means Griečovci or Kiskovci. It means this family name. And usually it is name of main family which was living there.
Okay, so I said that it's really well connected and it's really good for hiking. We didn't do a hike, but we have someone who did the hike.
Hi, my name is Ebuzwa and I am from South Africa. I am a volunteer in Carrick. So I will be talking about my hiking trip to Husarik, from Husarik to Kichera. First thing that is amazing about the place is because there's a hotel on top of a mountain, which is something that you wouldn't find in South Africa. It's quite new, or it would be very absurd. I'm not a hiker. I didn't like hiking before I came here. But because of the beautiful nature that you see when you are hiking, it makes you very interested in to actually continue hiking. I also saw these beautiful cottages, beautiful settlements within the mountain, which is quite surprising because in South Africa, you wouldn't find any form of houses or with this tourist attraction places or B&Bs or Airbnbs within the mountains, which is marvelous. And also one thing I like about the hike, also this chapel where people can actually go up the mountain and pray. In South Africa, a lot of people usually go up to the mountain and pray, but they usually pray in the mountains. But here there's like a certain settlement where you can actually go and pray, like a church or a chapel, which is quite amazing. Another thing that is amazing also is the views. The views are very beautiful. When you stand on the mountain and you see this green plantation, it's so beautiful. It's like you're in a movie, because in South Africa, well, pretty much I stay in Cape Town, so I only see the sea. I love that it's so green and it's so eco-friendly. And also one thing I love about the fact that the hotel also has a restaurant also. So if you're tired from the hike and you're just coming back from the hike, you can just sit and have lunch and watch the view from the mountain. And I was very fortunate I went hiking in winter also. So with the snow, we could actually go sliding down the mountain also. So there's just beautiful places where you can actually slide down the mountain.
So that was one hiking idea for you, dear listeners. And now let's talk about hiking to other parts. So we didn't manage to do a hike because I spent in Chatsa one day, basically a few hours. So we did see some places, but hiking wasn't the activity on our list. So Mirka, you should tell me and you should tell our listeners what places they should really see and hike.
Okay, I plan for you to visit like viewpoint under the Ladonhora Hill, and this is the highest peak of Down Kisuce. Down Kisuce is close to Kisucké Nové Mesto. Mm-hmm. And why I wanted to take you there, because I visited this place 3 years ago and I didn't expect so much. Yeah, like I like Kisuce and visit many places, but when I came to this place, I start to be like, I was really impressed, because I came to place from which was like perfect view to valley, of Vadičo villages with beautiful fields, different colors. I said it was like rice fields in Vietnam or somewhere. And behind that was all Malafatra mountains. It was like somebody draw there, that paint there. It was really amazing. And from place which I where I watched this view was a field with so many different flowers, what is not now so typical because of these monocultures and everything. The classical fields are not exist so much. It means I said that if this place is in some different country when they are better with tourism, there will be like marked viewpoint, there will be parking place down, and people will go there only for take a picture and have that in their Instagram profile.
If I want to hike Ladonhora, is it somewhere near Chatsa so I can start from the city or...
No, you have to start from Kisucké Nové Mesto.
Ah, okay.
And there are two possibilities. Mm-hmm. You can go from Kisucké Nové Mesto, and this hike is a little bit longer but not so difficult, and there are beautiful rocks during the way. Or you can go to Dolný Vadičo. There is Residencia Ladonhora, is some cottage.
Okay.
And from there is very, very steep hike to peak of Ladonhora. But if you are not good hiker, I was speaking about viewpoint, which is under the Ladonhora peak. Mm-hmm. And this is only from Dolné Vadičo is like 45 minutes.
So I'd say that's also a good hiking trip for families.
Third option is for anybody.
Okay. This is a hilly region. So what are the hills which you recommend?
Yeah, I will recommend, for sure, Veľká Rača is the highest peak of this region. There is ski center. Mm-hmm. During winter, a lot of possibilities for cross-country, ski alping, downhill skiing, and for mountain bike. And it's border. What is nice, that on the top is border with Poland.
What I really like about the region, and it's I wouldn't say it's unique, because you can find very similar places in Eastern Slovakia, also in Bratislava. In Kisuce, you can find a point where three countries meet, so the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia. You can basically take a train from Chatsa to Čierne, if I'm not mistaken, and from there you can cycle or you can just walk. It's not really far away, so I would definitely recommend that.
Yeah, maybe I will mention Rycierová Hora.
Okay.
It's second highest peak of mm-hmm. this region, and but it's not so well known, and is really is again on border with Czech Poland. It means all these peaks, and it's not far from Veľká Rača. What is I think this is positive point of Kisuce region and hiking here, that where you will go almost anywhere, you will not meet so many tourists because it's not so well known. It means you will feel like explorer of new area.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a Slovak, but I've never heard of these hills and peaks apart from Veľká Rača because it's a ski resort. So I'm glad that you mentioned these places and that I can come back and listeners can come back and do some hikes here. I also want to ask you about Megoniki, which are basically these stone balls. And this is something unique, not just for this region, but for Slovakia, because you can find these balls maybe, like, if I remember well, in Mexico and Zealand. So where exactly can we find these balls?
Yeah, we have two places in Kisuce region. These balls, stonic balls, are in Milošova, Megoňky, and in Klokočov. Mm-hmm. It's they are famous because nobody can explain how happened that this like perfect balls from stones are in nature, and for sure they were not made by people. And there are like hypotheses that it was like aliens or it was some asteroid. And there is not like a scientific proof how it happened, that perfect balls from different minerals than the rest of that surrounding on that place. And I know that they are not in Europe. It's only one place in Europe, and the others are in New Zealand and I think in Mexico, how you mentioned. There are not many places like that.
Does it require any hiking, or you can just come to Milošova, you said?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a few meters away from the settlement or village.
Yeah, it's possible to go by car.
Okay.
But because I like active tourism, for sure it's possible to go long way by bicycle or hiking and cross some settlements. It means you can really connect everything. And I said that Kisuce are really like paradise for cycling, and you can combine mountain cycling and like normal cycling. It's not difficult. This is important. And it's not so difficult. And to Klokočov, Again, you can go through the mountains or you can go by car to Klokocho and only walk 30 minutes and to see these balls.
So we talked a lot during this trip around Chatsa, and I really liked what you said, that you can hike in the Kyzyltzy region, but it's a sort of like a different hike compared to the High Tatras, because you can basically, you just don't hike through the hills and see just trees, but you, these settlements in the hills are really important and you can really come across them sort of like everywhere. So that's what I like, that it's not just trees and forests, but also people in some cases, but definitely these settlements. You said active tourism, that's what you like. And so we touched on hiking, but we should also mention skiing or cross-country skiing. So I assume Velkaraçe, as we said, that's a ski resort, so obviously that's a place to go to in the winter months. But would, are there any other places or just Velkaraçe?
No, we have on other side of Kyzyltzy region is village Mako, and there are two ski centers. One is Mako Čierne and second is Mako Kasárne. And it means there are two. And in Oščadnica is one small ski center. It's called Sportcentrum. And it's good for beginners that you can start there. And after, when you are enough good, you can go to Velkaraçe and enjoy big variation of slopes. And what is good that they are connected. Oščadnica, these two are connected with cross-country ski or ski alping. And same in Mako. Finally, in Mako is much... many variation of cross-country ski roads, and from Mako is cross-country ski road to Chatsa, and from Chatsa is cross-country ski road to Velkaraçe. It means finally you can cross all region on cross-country skis or on bicycle.
So definitely well connected, and you mentioned Mako, so we do have another hiking trip that is connected to Mako as well, so let's listen to that one.
I'm Pedro. I am a volunteer in the Kyzyltzy region, specifically in Chatsa. I am originally from Portugal. While I was a volunteer here in Chatsa, in Kerik, I found out this passion of mine that it is hiking. And I did a lot of hikes, especially in Mako and around the Mako village in the border region with the Czech Republic. Around the Kyzyltzy region, Mako, this part of the region near this village, the forest there is more untouched. There is not so many logging going down there. That's why it is like my place of election, I would say, or like my favorite place. I went there mostly during the winter, because I think the region overall, like, it's really beautiful, really magical during the winter with all the snow. And Mako is also the place in Kyzyltzy region where it snows the most and where we can find the coldest temperatures. Once, the biggest hike I did there led me to a viewpoint that had some tree crosses near the viewpoint, and the view was phenomenal there. I guess I got pretty lucky that day because the sky was really clear and it was sunny, and the reflection on the sun, of the sun in the snow, and the views, it was really an amazing view. It was pretty tough for me to get until that point because I made that hike with a friend, and we made like a 4 or 5 hours hike. But in the end, the view, like, it was worth it to walk for so much time, and it's. Maybe the best experience, the best hike I had here in the Kyzyltzy region.
And now our last stop in this podcast, that's going to be cycling, because not just hiking, but cycling is something that people can really do here and enjoy it. So we did And I really have to say a big thank you that we actually went on a bike. You tell listeners like where we went and where we started.
Yeah, I will say that center of cycling is Krasno nad Kysucou, is town which is 7 kilometers from Čadca. Mm. And from this place, it's coming like net three big cycling roads. One is coming to Nová Bystrica. It means it's passing villages Zborov, Klubina, Stará Bystrica, Nová Bystrica. And if we will, and we did that together, and if we continue far away, we can continue to Orava region, or we can continue to Poland. Next direction is to Ošťadnica, and again Ošťadnica, it's connected finally to Veľká Rača. Mm. It means that, and the next direction is Dunajov. Cycling road, it's finishing in Dunajov, but after continue, like really good road where you can continue, and it's planned to connect this cycling road with Žilina. And in Žilina is big cycling road, which is next to Vách. It means finally Kysuce region by bicycle can be connected with Štúrovo.
Oh, really?
Really, because Štúrovo is the end of Vách, and beginning of Vách is under High Tatras, and this is like real plan, and some pieces are done. And this I'm talking about cycling, which is next to river, in like easy cycling for families, for not good bikers, like I will say bikers for weekend, yeah?
We didn't cycle to Štúrovo in the south of Slovakia. But as you said, we started in Krasno nad Kysucou, and even if people come here for the weekend or just for one day, they can do that. We didn't have bikes, so we rented our bikes there. There's a small, it's a shop, I would say. And so we started there, and we went to Stará Bystrica, which is this beautiful village in the Kysuce region. And I must say, I was really worried that I'm going to crash somewhere along the road, just because that cycling path used to be basically a railway in the past, you told me.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I really enjoyed. Then it basically runs along the river. Is it Kysuc?
No, this is River Bystrica.
Bystrica. But really clean. I think we came across two bunkers.
Yeah, bunkers from Second War, which were made with German army. Yeah,
yeah, and then these places of worship, so basically just like a cross, and people can pray
like
there.
Small chapels, or yeah. This is really typical in Kysuce region that every time when there are some crossroads, there is some small chapel, then people can stop and pray or maybe meditate.
This is what I didn't know at all, but obviously here as well, people have the bridge of love and friendship. that was really funny. And it's not a really long cycling trip with it together, but still there are villages and you can stop in a pub and you can have a drink if you want to.
Yeah, and during the road is very well connected. It means there are signs. If you want to visit something interesting, what is during the road, you can stop there. Finally, we did the 30 kilometers.
Was there 30?
Yes, 15 there and 15 back.
Oh, really? Yeah. So that wasn't really demanding. But for me, like when I imagine 30, that's quite a lot. But,
yeah, okay. I like numbers in this.
Okay, so this one was really easy. And we ended up in Stará Bystrica, so it's well known just for the clock. Yeah,
it's well known for the special Slovak clock, like it's Orloj in Prague and in Olomouc. In Slovakia, we have only one, and in Stará Bystrica.
It was really funny to see people there waiting just for the bells, you know, ringing. So that was our cycling trip. Do you have any other cycling trips you would recommend to people? And that's basically, I think, the last thing I want to know.
Yeah, maybe I will recommend to continue that route, and it will finish in Open Air Museum Vychilovka, where is a special train for steam.
A forest railway.
Yes, and it's like there is some special system, zigzag system, how they go to mountains, and it's only two around the world, in Peru and in Slovakia, in Kysuce region.
Okay.
And if you are a good biker, I will suggest you to go out from this cycling road and go to mountains, and there is like I will say 100 kilometers of really good cycling roads, well marked, because of these settlements, there are roads there.
So we've touched on a few things, and my last question is, the Kisses region is not really big. It's a small region, but what places, if a foreigner comes here, what place they should really, really visit?
I will say that when you are coming to Kisuce region, you have to try different kind of sports connected with mountains.
Well, I think that's all I need to know. So thank you very much. Thank you to Mirka, Avozwa and Pedro for their travel ideas. We're nearly done, but before I go, here is the promised round of places to see apart from hills and Osady. Place number one, the Kornia village and its seven wonders, including the Živčáková pilgrimage place and a crude spring. Place number two, the Bukovsky mineral spring and Vojtovské mineral springs. Place number three, the Staškov village where Slovak actor Josef Kroner was born. Place number four, carnivorous plants growing in the Klokočovo village. Place number five, Eugene Andrew Cernan Memorial Room in the Vysoká nad Kisucou village. In the region you can also find some swimming pools but no wild swimming spots. Locals usually travel to the neighboring Czech and Polish regions or to the Orava region to swim in lakes and water dams. Orava region will be our next stop. In the meantime, enjoy the summer. See you very soon.